I'm living a movie, not living by rules. It's just a movie, don't lose your cool.
Hey, and welcome to another episode of Spoiled Movie Reviews, where, you know, the Blackout Tips Premium Network, where you get to check out all these thoughts that we have about movies that have been spoiled. Of course, Spoiled Movie Reviews has one motto. We are for people that have seen the movie, don't ever plan on seeing the movie, or just don't care about spoilers because we spoil things. And today's movie is The Wolverine. And they make the Silver Samurai a giant fucking mech. Yeah, how about that? We have guests. Of course, Karen is here. Hey, Karen.
How y'all doing?
We also have a comedian, podcaster, friend of the show, been on before, Elon James White. What's up, man?
Sir.
And then we also have a newcomer to the show, depending on when you hear this, second time you heard him possibly, JL Covant of the Righteous Prick podcast, and stand-up comedian himself. What's going on, JL?
Nothing much. Thank you for having me.
No problem, man. We appreciate you doing the show. Of course, The Wolverine is the second in the Wolverine franchise, as far as movies, and the like sixth X-Men movie, that Fox has done.
Boo, Fox, boo.
The story stars in modern day Japan when Wolverine, has to go and fulfill a dying man's wish to see him again. A man that he saved a long time ago from a nuclear bomb, like in a way that only he would be able to do. He ends up having his life change when he finds himself vulnerable for the first time ever and is pushed to his physical and emotional limits. He confronts not only Lethal Samurai Steel, but also his inner struggle against his own immortality, emerging more powerful than we have ever seen before. He also falls in love with an Asian woman that he mispronounces her name the entire fucking movie. You know, we keep it simple. We have the more epic than love jump scale from 0 to 5. Zero being man, fuck you. 5 being fuck you waiting for, go see this shit. And we also do a very simple review. Talk about what worked, what didn't work, and then we give our rankings. All right. So I'm going to go around because I feel like, people, you know, had issues with the movie. Some were good, some were bad. Let's talk about what did work for us. Karen, what worked for you?
The most thing, or the biggest thing that worked for me, was the train sequence where they was fighting on top of the train. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed that part of it. And that's about it for me.
Okay. All right. The train action scene. I think a lot of people like that. Ironically, in the trailer, I thought that was the corniest looking part of the trailer. And when I saw it in action, I was like, okay, that's fine. I buy that more than everything else that happened. Elon, what worked for you?
The cheeseburger I had at the bar before I went to the movie. It was a really good cheeseburger. It had bacon.
Oh, was it cooked medium?
It was medium rare. Medium rare.
Ooh, nice.
And I had a really great beer at the same time. A high alcohol content, Belgium. It was amazing.
That's totally. I could. Hey, I wish I had that before.
I know it's so.
What about you, JL? What worked for you?
What worked for me, to be honest, is that I had seen X-Men Origins Wolverine, and aww. I went to see this, and it was like, hey. This isn't the dry anal rape that X-Men Origins Wolverine was. This is lubed up and you know, not as shameful an experience.
Okay. All right. So the lowered expectations work for you.
That's really, I mean, because I really left the Wolverine going, I didn't hate it. I didn't love it, but I just was kind of like, I don't really care, but that's better than this sucked. So bad, I'm angry.
Okay.
Who the fuck are you, and where is JL Colvin?
Honest, this is what people don't understand about my hate. My hate is real, but I don't. My hate is a valuable commodity, and I just don't send it and spread it willy nilly.
You have monetized your hate, so you can't give it away for free. He's like, that is for pay. All right, well, for me, what worked, I think the moments where the air conditioning cut on in the theater It was a very hot day outside.
It was hot.
Oh, air conditioning is awesome.
Yeah. I have this new thing where it's called Movie Pass, where I just pay a monthly fee and I can go see movies, and it pays for it kind of itself. So I was able to rationalize this out into feeling like I didn't pay for the ticket, and that worked for me.
Yeah, Fanon has that, and he says that would calm down my rage if I wasn't paying per pop for movie.
Nah, I was still mad because I did spend my time of my life in here. Oh. And I could have done other things at this time.
Yeah, we could have ate.
Yeah. Let me think. There had to be something else that worked in the actual movie. You know what? I like Hugh Jackman. I don't think he has much to work with. I don't think he ever does, honestly, with the Logan character, because they just kind of strip him out into a guy who does a lot of one-liners and is tortured by the women he loves. But I like him. I root for him. I want him to be good. And I like that they kept... Oh, yeah, that's what it was. I like that they kept about 95% of the parts that were supposed to be played by Asian people Asian. Because, you know, a lot of times they don't. That's sad that you have to give somebody props for something they should do, but I've seen The Last Airbender, so thank you.
Ain't that the truth? Cause they made all them folks white.
Yeah. Part of the thing I like about, the Japanese story arcs with Logan in the comic books is that it's very Japanese, and he spends a lot of time going, what does this mean? Why are you doing that? Why are you doing this? Until he learns to calm his savage animal and become sort of tame, like Japanese emotionally.
I have a question though, mm-hmm. about, cause you're praised from all these movies that you've seen, Pacific Rim and all, do Asians work for cheaper in Hollywood? Are they like the Mexicans of the movie industry?
I have no idea.
I feel like if the movie called for black or Latino people, they change it a lot quicker than if they're like, Asians are cheap. We can keep it Asians.
That's not true at all. If you just look at some other movies and look at what they were doing with Akira.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dragon Ball Z, even. They went with white dudes.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yes.
What is this?
They have no issue with getting rid of Asians. And this one, I felt like they were like, well, can we have a Japan where there are no Japanese people?
Yeah.
And they thought about it, and they were like, it just probably won't work.
I really do. It's Fox, so I do not put that past them. That's not even a joke. I feel like they looked at that casting sheet and were like, awful lot of Asians. Any of these roles we can switch up a little bit?
But how are we going to blow them up with a nuclear bomb in the beginning if we don't show them?
Right. Oh, that, you know what? That's another thing I did forget to say. I enjoyed the first opening scenario with the nuclear bomb because coming off of Superman, Pacific Rim, and some of these more destructive movies, violence was treated with respect in that opening scene because that shit looked horrific. And I felt the uncomfortableness in my audience who had never really thought about the other perspective of, yeah, we did send nukes to Japan.
Hell yeah.
And it killed a lot of people.
Whole lot.
Like, when people just started lining up and just killing themselves, committing seppukai, it was quite obvious that shit was about to go down. And that first scene got real uncomfortable in my audience. There was no, like, even with Wolverine saving the dude, there was no, like, oh, thank God he saved him. It was just like, yeah, but now his country's destroyed. What the fuck is he going to do? Like... So, all right, nuclear bomb scene was kind of dramatic, and that's it. All right, let's talk about what didn't work. This time I will start with JL.
Okay. What didn't work first was whatever cocktail of diet and drugs Hugh Jackman was on. It was too much. Like, it's too much. You know, his abs were like 4 inches deep. He was so ripped beyond anything I've ever seen on a movie screen that I was just kind of distracted. Like, well, this dude doesn't look fit or even like a superhero. He looks like a construction of scientists and cartoonists. And the other stuff that didn't really work for me was I just never cared. And I know this isn't as kind of angry an opinion as you might want, but I'm sure Elon will help me out. and criticize my lack of anger. But I think the problem is it was just a flat line. Like it was just kind of like, well, this isn't as bad as Wolverine Origins, which I thought was a truly horrible movie. I was just kind of like, this is better than that. So I guess I have a slightly positive comparison, but it's just not that good and I don't care. So I was just kind of like, some of the action sequences are okay, but this dude's too ripped and this movie just doesn't make me care at all.
Okay. What about you, Elon? Oh, wait, did I do Karen yet? Karen, what did you not like? Then I'll do Elon.
I didn't like the big ass mechanical bear that grew in sizes, two sizes, when they got back to it again.
Why was that bear so fucking huge when he killed that shit?
That bear looked like a dinosaur, man.
When he was walking beside it, it did not look that big. But when he killed it, it really did look like that sick Triceratops in Jurassic Park.
That thing was huge. And also, I hated the fact that he didn't fight the bear. Why are you going to have a big ass bear? You have Wolverine with these long ass claws marking up trees and they don't fight. Like, I had an issue that he never fought the bear.
Well, I will say this, Karen. Wolverine is a friend to the animals, right? He's more like animal than man. He's had plenty of times where he's a nomad, and that scene is ripped straight from the comics pretty much, way, and actually given more justice than pretty much any other scene in this entire movie. And that really did happen before, where a hunter's killed a bear and they did it in a brutal way, and then he went and found him and killed, got some justice. So I will say it makes sense to me, because it wasn't to fight the bear. He feels like a kinship with it. And that's at least that's what they're trying to convey, is like, oh, he's a man of nature and he has more problems with the hunters than he would with a bear.
Okay.
All right, but go ahead.
But for me, I don't know. I wanted to watch.
You just wanted to see him kill a bear.
Yes, I wanted to watch Wolverine bust out his claws and test shit up. I didn't want him to be friendly with the forest bear. No smoke. You know, maybe that's just me. Wanting to see the more action. Mm-hmm. The lizard lady. I don't know where the fuck she came from, and we talked about this. Why she wasn't Asian? You know, everybody else is like 5'2". She is 6'1". Walking in there with blonde hair, blue eyes, and then, you know,
name is Lady Viper, and in the comic books, she is typically drawn dark-haired, Asian-featured woman, and I honestly feel like Fox said, we have too many Asian actresses in this movie, we need to put a white woman in here. And I'm not even joking. I feel like it was that simple, like, this is too many Asians.
And I agree. And also, I think that her shedding of her hair, of her skin, or whatever, was a lame way of her not dying. Mm-hmm. Also, they did a terrible job of when they quote-unquote stripped Wolverine of his powers.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
They did a terrible job of when he got hit. It's like he looked at it like a fucking flesh wound. Nigga, you are no longer invincible, and you are not healing the same. You should slow down. I should see something in your body to let me know that there's something wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like, oh, like he got bit by a mosquito. He swatted that shit off and kept it going. I was like, well, are you really, you know, did you really truly lose your power? Mm-hmm. And my thing is that, some of the fights, I didn't like some of the fight sequences, some of the fight scenes. I think that, and not to go off on a tangent, this is what upsets me with Fox. Wolverine, it should be tearing shit up, hacking shit up. Wolverine should be straight action. And I feel as though Fox shitted on the first one and they shitted on this one by really not giving Wolverine enough action, not really doing like the one-liners and things like that. So for me, as a fan of Wolverine, it's like, to me, it's a little bit better than the first one. Not as bad, but it ain't good either.
Okay. Elon, what did you not? What didn't work for you?
What didn't work for me was the movie as a whole. Absolutely, positively, everything. I feel as if the first movie, and it's almost as if Fox put out the first Wolverine movie to set the bar so low that all they had to do was not actively bukkake on the face of our childhood and that now we'll be okay. Because that's what they're doing. Fox hates us. Fox hates everyone.
I think they do too.
Whoever loved these properties at all, Fox wants you to not remember anything good about it. The first Wolverine movie was so magically bad, so insultingly bad, that this movie, people are like, okay, I can go with it, but fuck you, this movie is bad as well. It's just that they were like, okay, what could we do? How could we make this movie better than the first movie? And someone in the room was like, oh, I know, what if we make it really boring for a while? Oh, yeah, that'll make it mean that it's brooding. And it's brooding and dark like Christopher Nolan, right? Yeah, let's do it like Christopher Nolan. And, and it was just so bad overall. The movie, first of all, I gotta say this. Wolverine used to be my favorite X-Men. Like, Wolverine was my shit. I've read Wolverine like my entire life.
Me too.
And I now hate the character. They have ruined it. And it's not just the movies though, it's the
comic books too.
They've ruined the character. The character is now immortal. The character is a Greek god who cannot be killed. Whereas before, it was he's supposed to have a healing factor, not a full regeneration factor.
Yes.
Like, he can heal, but now, they just do whatever the fuck they want, and it's like, alright, cool, Wolverine just heals, and it's also instant. Back in the day, Wolverine would have to stop and go sleep something off, like have an overnight if he got stabbed in the gut. Now, you stab him in the gut, wait 20 seconds. Oh, look, Wolverine's back, woo! So I really hate that portrayal of it. I've always disliked the Hugh Jackman portrayal of Wolverine, but this movie was so tedious, and so it was trying to be deeper than it was. It was trying to pull off like something like have a feel of like the X-Men First Class. It was trying to feel deeper than it was. Mm-hmm. And the character, what they did with Silver Samurai was so bad.
Oh my
and
God.
So predictable.
It was terrible.
And, then the way they decided to get rid of Wolverine's adamantium claws was even worse. I mean, not to be funny, it wasn't like in the comic books it was that great when they got rid of him, when Magneto ripped his adamantium out of his body. But at least I accept that.
Yes.
I don't know why. But then this, when Silver Samurai all of a sudden had his really giant, curling iron and he chops off, like, I was like, really? So all you have to do is have a really hot Wolverine has fought things with adamantium before, and what happens is they clash and they don't break. But now, if you make it really hot, all of a sudden it just cuts straight through adamantium. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. You know what?
Yeah.
I'm gonna just flat out say it. The movie's not worth my anger. That's I'm going to actually tap out of my review simply because the movie was so horrendous, but it's Fox, so we should have expected it to be horrendous. I shouldn't have been there. I should punch Phenom Bennett in the face for making me go see the movie because I told him, hey, I don't want to. He said, hey, I got to see the Wolverine. I said, why would we see the Wolverine? The first Wolverine was terrible. He goes, no, we got to see it. We got to see it. And I went with him, and you know what? I'm an asshole. Fuck me for seeing the movie.
You know what? I saw the trailer, and I saw that they were doing the Japanese story arc, and I'm such a fan of it that I had hope. And that was something I never thought I could have for a Wolverine movie. And it fucked me up, man. Like, I saw, like, Mariko in it. You know, I saw, you know, that they had Shingen in it. And I was like, oh, okay, they actually are doing it. And I saw that Silver Samurai before I knew it was a fucking mech. And I was like, oh, they really are respecting the storyline. I can't believe Fox flipped over a new leaf. Cause I actually enjoyed First Class or elements of it anyway. I definitely enjoy Fassbender as Magneto. I enjoyed the fuck out of that. And I was like, oh, okay. So they're trying to take it a little more serious, you know, jump back the scale of some of this stuff. And, you know, first of all, he kept calling her Mariko the whole fucking movie.
Her name to pieces.
And in Japanese, they don't really pronounce the R like that. It's more like Mariko without stopping to say that R. That shit bothered me. The Yoshida clan was the Yakuza in the motherfucking book. Now they're just a tech firm. The fuck is this? Why would it even matter who became the head of the tech firm? You're a fucking tech firm. Then they were saying like, well, we're broke. So, cause he spent all the money trying to like revitalize himself and keep living. Then why the fuck was everybody out to be the head of the company? They didn't have any money left. Why are y'all trying to stop Mariko from being the fucking head of the, she was about to be broke too. Ninjas. Why? It wasn't even the hand. It was just ninjas. Like, well, we're in Japan. We gotta have ninjas. And they were the most inefficient fucking ninjas I've ever seen. Even in the stealth kill scene, they were walking in front of other dudes, killing dudes, and then that dude was just waiting to be killed like it was a bad video game. Like, I guess it's my turn to get my throat slashed.
Could you also remind everyone, Rod, because I feel as if this might be just a nerd thing. Wolverine isn't super strong. Wolverine is just, it's supposed to be as strong, like probably as strong as a close to what a human can be, like Captain America. Yes. And so he's not, but he doesn't have like Colossus strength. So that scene where they had 85 ninjas shooting arrows into his back and he kept going and kept moving forward, that's impossible. Like,
right.
Even in the physics of that movie, that is a ridiculous scene. Why? And Wolverine, who, by the way, I'm sorry, I said I was going to not let my...
No, go ahead.
But Wolverine, one of the things, if you go back and reread that story, because I did, I had to remind myself about the Wolverine miniseries, the thing that Chris Claremont makes him say at the beginning of every comic book was what? I'm the best at what I do, although what I do is not very nice.
Right.
Wolverine in the movies isn't the best at what he does.
Wolverine is
a Greek god who runs at you. You shoot him 18 times, cut off a limb, he goes, and then he stabs you. But he does. Wolverine, when Wolverine fought, when she fought her dad.
Yes.
Now her dad outmaneuvered Wolverine up and down.
A dying man.
He destroyed Wolverine. You know what happened? Wolverine just got closer to him.
Yes. So
I'm not talking about the dying dude. I'm talking
The dude got poisoned. He was dying of poison, picked up a sword, and whooped Wolverine's ass.
Oh, yes, yes.
Was that?
It doesn't make sense. Wolverine shows no. Wolverine is like. Remember when in the first Batman a movie with Tim Burton, and within 10 minutes of the movie, Batman gets shot.
Yes.
I remember going, "The fuck is this? Batman doesn't get shot. Batman's fucking the Batman. He's nice. He doesn't get shot in the chest and fall off a cliff." In this movie, Wolverine just gets stabbed, shot, diced, whatever, and he just keeps going. He's like, "Fuck it." He doesn't dodge anything because they don't make him dodge anything. They don't understand the character. They keep cocking on my childhood, and I don't know why.
Yes, they don't understand.
Because they don't love us.
Hold on. JL has to say something here.
I just wanted to step in and say I realize why perhaps my passion is not as strong as Elon's. It's because I don't really, and I don't want to turn this into a JL versus Elon sort of thing.
It's fine.
But it's the problem really is. As soon as I hear, I have a lot of disdain for people who get sad over their childhood comic books being ruined by Hollywood.
Mm.
I think he's making it too personal, and I just judge the movie by the movie and not how I felt about it when I was 11.
Do you read comic books?
I read very few when I was growing up.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's probably a bigger part of our childhood than yours. But also, you know, I feel the same way. I hate when people do that. But most of the time, I feel like it's undeserved because typically the movies are better than anything we grew up with. But in this case, I feel like, and I rarely say this, this shit is way worse. Like, way, way worse. It's almost like they read the comic books and then decided it wasn't good enough.
Right.
And changed everything, but changed it to shit that is not cool. Like, Transformers are cool. Let's put a mech samurai in this bitch. You're like, that violates everything that was good about that character. Like, that character was much cooler when he was the punk ass brother of Mariko who had a problem with Wolverine, protecting her because he wanted to take over the head of the Yoshida clan. That storyline was compelling enough without doing the, infinite building that they kept falling 17 flights at a time down and nobody got to the bottom. that was much better than that storyline, in my opinion, that they threw in the book. I mean, in the movie. So okay. I think that's the issue.
But Rod, let me clarify so that I'm clear about this. I'm not someone who lives with rose-colored glasses about the content that we watched as kids. Mm-hmm. I recognize that some of the stuff that we watched was just absolute shit. And we liked it anyway, and that was that.
Right.
Well, my issue with this is a disdain for the source material that they're creating.
Yes.
That they don't have an understanding of it. Two, don't give a fuck about it. It's not like they just decide to change things, but they understand the source material. They just want to go somewhere different. They don't understand the entire idea of what makes the source material cool in the first place. And that is where I take offense to it, because you're attempting to do this thing. You have all these professional fucking people in a room, millions upon millions of dollars
yes.
being spent on this thing, yet you motherfuckers don't even understand what you're doing. You don't understand the content. You don't understand storylines, plots, what's cool, what's not. Yet you're taking this content and putting it on screen and going, eh, isn't it great? Fuck yeah. you, it's not great.
And I think I would be more on JL's side with some stuff, but like, honestly, we've now seen probably the last 5 years Hollywood actually take some of these characters serious and make good movies and make better movies than the books were. So it's like, well, don't tell me, like, it's because it's like, once you know something's possible, then you get to go, what is this shit? And that's kind of how I feel about Wolverine. Is like, well, I just watched them take a bunch of B-level characters with the Avengers and turn that into four different franchises. I think I can turn around and go, what the fuck is Fox doing? You know, that's how I feel about it.
When I saw the original, not the original, but the X-Men Origins Wolverine, what made me so mad about that is The Dark Knight is one of my favorite movies,
mm-hmm.
and of all time. I think it was a phenomenal movie.
I agree.
And so I thought that was going to change the game in terms of, oh, now you've raised the bar to where comic book movies can't just be like, oh, this is mild fun. Like, you now have to treat it like a serious piece of art.
Mm-hmm.
So then the Wolverine trailer, the first one, made it look real dark and real sinister.
Yes, it did.
And I was like, oh, look, see? They're taking their cue from The Dark Knight and saying, we are going to treat this seriously, too. And then it was horrible.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
I was just messing with Elon, the whole comic. I just felt he was yelling at me for not hating him.
the fact that also in the first World Origins, not that I'm not reviewing the whole thing, but the fact that the Weapon X program happens in about 10 minutes, fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. That was a whole book. That should have been the first movie. Fuck y'all. All right. Another thing, Elon said it. Everything that I think is cool about Wolverine, Fox doesn't. The third act is fucking convoluted and pointless. Like, it's almost like they just said, we got this cool snake power thing we've been working on. We need to throw that in there. Hey, we got a samurai mech. We need to throw that in there. Hey, we got this infinite falling technology where you can fall infinitely and never get to the bottom. We need to throw that in there. It was just a bunch of just throwing shit together. That wasn't that good. Yukio's powers as a fake out was bullshit to me, because she never was displayed to be right even once. So,
And why didn't they actually have that whole triangle even happen? They never even had Yukio, Mariko,
and Wolverine.
Triangle.
And why wasn't she just, first of all, regular Yukio is bad enough. Is badass enough to be in this movie and be dope. They didn't need to make her a mutant. They didn't need to make her like a younger girl type character. Like, she as a badass assassin for hire who identifies with Logan but doesn't really but knows not to fall in love with this dude, that's already cool enough. It was really weird that they made that choice with her, and her powers didn't work. Wolverine never changed. He lost his powers, didn't even change his fighting strategy. He just was keeping the bullets in him, I guess. That was weird. That was
really, never seen him leave.
Like, to make me feel like the dude's been depowered and weakened down, you really gotta do more than just be like, well, now he needs a nap after he gets shot. Like, that's not what happens when you get shot, man.
I don't think so either.
Maybe he had the same nurses that Matt Damon had in
our He must have. Yeah. So I wasn't cool with that shit. The love story in this joint got boring.
Yes, it did.
And I felt it's because they just took a 20-minute break to do it, as opposed to being like, throwing in like 5 minutes of, oh, there's a little interaction here, then another, you know, something else happens, 5 minutes of interaction there. Instead, it just felt like there was a 20-minute love story. Like, they in love now, y'all. Okay, so this matters. Well, remember, they're in love. And then she got kidnapped. So that
and
was.
Sir, don't drop the. Please hammer in the point about the idea that the storyline just doesn't follow the Wolverine arc of him becoming less of an animal.
Oh, I was just, dude, it's like you're reading my sheet. I wrote the entire time y'all talk, I wrote. That's next. Doesn't master his temperament is literally what I wrote next. The entire point of him being in Japan turns into the fact that he's just a savage ass animal. He gets his ass handed to him by Marty Cole's father in front of her, and gets, and then he pulls out his claws, and then he's dishonored. So even if he would have won the fight, which he doesn't, but even if he would have won the fight, he quits because he's like, oh my God, I am an animal. This guy was right about me. I don't deserve to be with you. And then he goes on a journey kind of spiritually to discover how to master the animalistic side of him. And they simplify that down to, you hold a Japanese sword with two hands. Fuck you.
Two hands.
And you know what? Not only do you hold it with two hands, because you're of metal and it's of metal, it will start fire.
Right? I don't get it.
Me either.
So yeah, that was terrible. Yeah, Love Story is boring.
That would have made, and that would have also, had they actually followed the fucking arc, it would have made the whole scene with the bear make sense. The idea of that scene is that Wolverine is so identifying with the bear, because he's an animal, the bear's an animal, and he's not okay with the fact that the comic book, the bear kills a bunch of people because it was poisoned. And so he then has to put the bear down to stop it from killing people. But he's so pissed that that happened that he goes after the hunters. Yes. And it's because he's an animal. He's fucking just like a savage. And in the movie, he's not, like, that whole scene is stupid. It feels weird because it doesn't connect to the rest of the fucking movie.
Yeah, they never bring it back full circle, man. Also, the after the credits scene only pissed me off. And I don't think that's ever happened before one of these movies.
Oh, but I, one of those, I didn't even stay for it.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't. A lot of people just walked out.
I'm tired of that shit. Like, if you want me to hate on something, I'm tired of these movies making me sit. Fuck you. Like, if it's important, show me before the credits, because I don't need to know, you know, all the key grips and the third production team in Singapore.
All right,
I'm gonna see a 30-second movie clip.
I wanted to hurt my audience, by the way. Like, because my audience acted like that was good. They were like, ooh. I was like, what? Fuck y'all. We just sat through bullshit. And they just told you there's two more hours of bullshit coming. And y'all went, ooh, more bullshit, please. Fuck y'all.
No.
You know why? Because Fox knows what to do with nerds. Nerds are assholes. And they're easy. And we're easy to string along. The fact is, all you have to do is wave something from our childhoods in our face and act like you might take it seriously, and we will go back in there multiple times, knowing that you will not do it right. We know it. We know Fox will fail. But the fact is, you all of a sudden, Wolverine was walking around, you saw Magneto, you're like, what? And then also you see Professor X. And, like, I will admit, my instinct, my inner a nerd, started to jump up and down, like, holy shit. And I saw Trask Industries on the thing. I was like, holy fuck, I know what's about to happen. Holy fuck. And then I was like, wait. They're going to ruin Days of Future Past.
Dude, as soon as it was funny because first, you know, all the metal and shit freezes or whatever. And you're like, oh, it's Magneto. And then all the people freeze and they don't really point it out because Magneto's talking to Wolverine. And then my brain, I go, wait a minute. Only Professor X can freeze people. Professor X. And I had that second of joy and then immediately 2 hours of shame for feeling that joy for even a second.
Yeah.
Because I know they won't do it right.
And I think for me, the thing that made me want to cry the most and made me want to stick both of my middle fingers up in the air is for the simple fact that you're going to bring motherfucking terrible ass Holly goddamn bad acting Barry back as goddamn Storm. Fuck
Why
you.
Why would they do that? Why would they do that? Storm is one of the people that delivered one of the worst lines in movie history. In actual movie, I will actually put money down.
She's the worst.
That it was one of the worst lines. What does a frog do when he gets struck by lightning? The
same thing as everything else.
Until this day, I see that scene and my entire chest just goes dark. It's like, it feels like it's caving in. Like, why would, also, why is Storm 85? Why is Storm 85 years old?
Good question.
Also, man, like, I really, if they do Days of Future Past, it would be awesome if they just kill off the old cast in like 5 minutes. Please. That would be really dope.
But they won't.
They'll kill off the new cast. They'll be like Michael Fassbender will be dead, and then they'll just be.
Is that the new one that's coming out?
Yeah,
that's the new one. That's what it's called.
It's Days of Future Past.
That's like the kind of future. Yeah, the first class sequel.
Mm-hmm. Right. And what happens is that at the end of the movie sequence, even though JL, I disagree with you on this. I feel as if this is just a part of the culture now. I understand you're like, well, I want to just know it now. I feel as if it's a part of the movie culture, a part of the movie going experience now, especially with the comic book movies, that you get this special Easter egg, and that you might not get it if you're not patient. So it's a part of the culture. So I go along with that. But at the end of the scene, Wolverine's walking through security, like I think 2 years later, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden Magneto shows up and Professor X shows up, and they tell him that dark things are coming, and so that's the setup for, and they have something on a TV screen that shows like something that like from the comic book, you know, that the company that makes the Sentinels was Trask Industries, and so mm-hmm. that's all of a sudden you see that on the screen, so you know the next movie is when the Sentinels come, and it's going to be a lot of time travel, a bunch of stuff, which was a big story, but I'm like, and Rod, I'll tell you right now, I'm a little bit afraid to reread it, because I'm like, was it good?
I don't know if it's good. I have that exact feeling right now. I just remembered that is about the same time that Marvel went crazy with shoulder pads and pockets. So it's a good chance that I'm gonna read that and be like, oh, this was bullshit anyway.
Oh,
so why go see this movie?
Ain't,
you know,
the Sentinels them big ass robots that they put a cinefan in his chest and was like, ooh, look y'all.
Yeah, Bryan Singer he leaked a picture of what the Sentinels will look like in the next movie, and it did look like a plastic piece of shit. But whatever. Let's not talk about that.
Sorry, yeah.
Let's go ahead and wrap this shit up by giving this bullshit some rankings. I'm sure I have more negative things to say, but I'm gonna stop there. Cause I feel like I could do a fucking hour just on everything I disliked about this movie.
Yes.
So, but
I'm gonna be the only person not giving it a zero.
You probably are. But we'll find out. Cause Karen's gonna go first. Karen, what would you give this on 0 to 5 on the More Epic Than Love Jones scale?
I'm at least give it a 1.
All right. So that means save your money. TNT will have it soon. All right. Yeah. Well, you know what? To be honest, the train scene is worth watching.
That's why I give it a 1.
If I could just get that on YouTube, that 5 minutes, save myself 2 other hours, I wouldn't be opposed to that. JL, what are you going to give this movie? 0 to 5.
I know what a 1 and a 2 stand for. Here's what I'll say. If you already subscribe to Netflix and are not getting it to see the Wolverine, I give it 2 stars.
Because, that's smart.
Because I was in a theater in Texas when I saw this movie with giant leather seats and good snacks and low expectations. So 2 stars based on, you know, if that means Netflix it, then I'd say 2 stars.
And I'd also add this caveat to JL's rating. Make sure you watch Origins right before you Netflix this one so that you have, you know, that bar lowered enough to enjoy this.
Yeah, because if you watch this first, you will be angry.
Yeah, you watch that and then you go, that's the worst fucking shit I ever seen. And then you watch this, you go, okay, that's the second worst thing I ever saw, but okay, all right.
Maybe spend the night in jail and then go see a matinee when you get out after your arraignment.
All right, Elon, what would you give this movie? 0 to 5.
I'm sorry, sir. I need permission to break your the precious Rodimus Prime ratings rule.
Go ahead. We have a secret 6 out of 5, which is Kev tiers. But we don't have a secret below 0. But go ahead, be the first.
This is good. This is gonna be like a In-N-Out Burger when you order animal style. It's not really on the menu. Mm-hmm. You're like, how did that person get that? I'm giving this a -3 because I want the average to bring back down your bullshit ones and twos, because it deserves a 0. And you motherfuckers are giving it ones over some bullshit train sequence, which there's been train sequences and other things. It was okay at best. Fuck this movie. It's absolute shite. It does not. When it gets on Netflix, I'm literally gonna go on to rate it just to give it no stars, so that I hopefully will get the average. I will never watch it on Netflix. I just want people to know this is a horrible fucking movie. And Rodimus Prime, I saw him say fuck this movie on Twitter. Mm-hmm. So I don't even understand why he's getting.
No, I haven't rated it yet.
Oh, okay.
I go on last.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you were.
No,
I gave it a 1.
Karen gave it a 1. JL gave it a 2.
I believe that with my bitter, cynical adult status, that I get to unlock the secret negative ratings.
You brought it back down to 0.
-3, yes.
Okay, I understand that. I also did forget to mention they still haven't mastered the physics of being Wolverine, and that is pissing me off to no end. Like, they had a moment where he punched a dude, and there was a metal sound, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's what it would be like. And then they never did it again. And I was like, but, oh, what? And then he's also 300 and something pounds on top of that fucking train, but he's floating around like the other 110 pound dudes he's fighting. Okay, I'm sorry.
Can we also acknowledge, and this is not a direct gripe with the movie itself, but it's a gripe with what Fox does with the movie. Hugh Jackman is how tall?
Yeah.
6'3"?
Mm-hmm.
Wolverine is 5'2". Like, it doesn't, like, part of the entire character is that he's this small dude who will destroy you. He can kill you, and it would be such a savage beating, but he's small. It's almost like,
so
like,
you're
like
saying Peter Dinklage would be a better Wolverine?
I'm saying, in all honesty, if he could have put some muscle on, I would have said that Rorschach from what's that movie?
The Watchmen.
Watchmen, I would argue that Rorschach could have played it better being much smaller. Like, if he could have.
He could also play an elderly Steve Nash.
He does.
Yes, he can, but the point is that he's a good actor, and if he put some muscle on, I could have bought that. Every time Hugh Jackman stands up to someone and they're looking eye to eye, I'm like, this is stupid. This is literally the antithesis of what the character is. He's supposed to have to look up at you. And you look at him and you think that he's so weak, and he destroys you.
And how tall is, Tom Hardy? How tall is he? Is he pretty tall? Or?
I don't know how tall.
I know he's got the frame, like that short, wide build, but
I think he's like a 5'10", 5'11".
Okay. Yeah, you just need a shorter guy, but you know what else you could do? You could hobbitize that technology, dog. They do it with them hobbits all the time. They just shrink them the fuck down, and nobody gives, like, we all know that those dudes aren't 2'3" in real life, and it's fine.
I would have totally accepted it had they. Actually, no. I still don't. I don't like Hugh Jackman's face. Mm. Every time I see him, I hear him singing Les Mis, and so I don't really. I can't go with it with him as Wolverine. I don't like him as the character. Well, but that, I believe the biggest thing that on screen is his height, and I don't know why no one said, why don't you just make Wolverine shorter?
Yeah. Luckily, I did not see Les Mis. So
I didn't see Les Mis, but every time I went to see an action movie for that summer, they put Les Mis right in front of it because they were like,
"Oh yeah, they did."
You like action, right? You like Wolverine, right? I was like, "You'll love Les Miserables." And I'm like,
"It's Gladiator. It's Maximus and Wolverine singing."
Yeah, it was. I did, but yeah, I don't have any issue. Like, honestly, man, I'm glad they got a good guy as far as lead role to do it. And, you know, I don't have an issue with his face, so I guess I'm fine. But, yeah, 0 out of 5 for this bullshit.
Excellent.
Fuck Fox for this shit. And like I said, man, honestly, I feel like they wasted Hugh Jackman to the point where people are going to stop liking him as this character. And he never had shit to do. And I think everybody, when they first saw him in that first X-Men movie, we all were excited and felt that they nailed that role more than the other roles.
Mm-hmm.
And then, just like Marvel comic books, they fucked it up. They had to take it too far, trying to make him the lead of everything. And this is just more of that trend, trending down. So I tell people, do not go see The Wolverine. I have not been this angry after a movie in literally years, maybe at least 10 years.
Look forward then. Next year, I heard they're making Tyler Perry's Wolverine.
Oh, yeah. Madea goes to Canada to Weapon X.
You know what? You know what? I would argue that would probably be better than Wolverine Origins.
Mm-hmm. It probably would be.
Yep.
Well, until he gets AIDS from blood, you know, piercing someone's blood.
Well, somebody does have to get AIDS. That's true. It's Tyler Perry movie, so.
Yeah.
But nah, I didn't like it.
It
was better than Origins, but here's what's weird about this, man. I don't know if you guys can relate, and maybe I'm on my own here, but I'm more mad at this than Origins because I felt this movie had potential to be good.
Me too.
I felt like Origins totally was fucked from beginning. As soon as they started casting people from Black Eyed Peas and shit, I was like, oh, they just don't care. You know, with this one, I was like, they seem to care, and I actually feel like I can cut 30 minutes out of this movie and make it better. And that's very rare that you go, oh, they tried, but it's terrible. It's like Jay-Z's The Blueprint 2, where you're like, why the fuck are there 15 extra whack songs on here? And there could have been 10 great ones. That's how I feel about this movie. And it makes me more mad than just seeing a regular shitty movie. That
is the reason why. That is my issue with this movie and Elysium, because there was a potential for more.
Right.
And when you get tricked, it's almost like it's as if you feel as if you were personally like violated, like you were tricked. They knew what you might like. They threw it up there like, hey, you know you would like this, right? You're like, I would like that. And you get there like, psych, we totally suckered you. Ha ha.
And it makes you feel crazy, because when you tell people you don't like it, they say shit like, well, it was a movie or something. You're like, the fuck you mean?
But it was a bad movie.
Right. You're like, how can you not relate to my feeling right now? And they're just like, you know, hey man, it was 2 hours, right? And I'm like, I don't. You were just saying facts about what movies are. So that it just and I normally don't even get mad about movies, but this one made me mad.
Did you look at the hashtag? Did you look at the Wolverine hashtag and see people going, oh my God, the Wolverine was awesome? I wanted to literally just put them on my list of assholes. Like, I wanted to make a Twitter list and just label it assholes who don't know shit about movies. Right. And just put random people.
How much did Fox pay you? That's why I would just go throw the hashtag. Yeah. Like, how much is Fox paying you, and how can I get some of that money to say this shit wasn't terrible?
Well, Roger, does this movie come close to World War Z? Because you was pretty hot after you watched that.
Oh, no, World War Z was terrible.
I was more mad about World War Z because people kept trying to shark my impossible white man standard and say that movie was impossible white man when it fucking wasn't.
Okay.
It's a sci-fi movie that just happens to not be good to me.
Wait, hold on. JL, did you say that World War Z was good?
I thought World War Z was better than any of the movies we've talked about, and you know how I liked Elysium. I really liked World War Z.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I'm 5 seconds from creating a podcast just so I could yell at JL Colvin.
Yeah, I feel like I have to have him back to review other movies.
Yes.
Just so I can be like, that's bullshit.
No, you gotta understand, sometimes I trash stuff. You don't get a reputation as a hater, but you guys are just hitting on all the things. Like I have no allegiance to comic books or sci-fi origin texts. Like they're some sort of sacred thing. Like World War Z, I thought was tense from the beginning to end, and I loved the pacing, and I liked the fact that it was like a medical, like they were approaching it the way you'd approach like an Ebola outbreak.
AOJL. AOJL. JL, don't let me see you in the streets, son.
Podcast beef. The one good thing about World War Z, he did adopt that little Mexican kid, and I felt like Angelina Jolie would have been proud of that moment as his wife. So,
Jesus.
That was cool. But other than that, I don't understand how you could like that movie.
It was a stupid movie, and apparently I didn't read the book, but I'm going to. Everyone I know who read the book said that the book and the movie, like, they could have just named the movie Brad Pitt Against Zombies, and it would have been better than had they named it World War Z when they didn't actually take anything from the book World War Z.
Shout out to how everyone got their shit together just to save that white man, by the way. Every culture unanimously agreed.
We got to save him.
He was the most important person on the planet.
Everybody else could die.
After him just saying so. Like, it didn't even, I think one country made a phone call, but every other country was just like, we have to get you out of here. You're the white dude. And then they saved his ass. All right, man.
Well, all he said was, listen, we have an idea. And they were like, got you. I'll sacrifice 8 people for you.
He said, I'm with the UN. When does that carry weight? What?
Without no ID, no identification.
Man, and he said it in the Middle East and they was listening. Dude, I know Saddam Hussein is rolling over in his grave. He was like, UN sanctions, the fuck is that, son?
And real talk, like JL, I'm confused. I gotta say, the computer generated zombie, I remember that's when I realized that as much as I like zombie movies, that is where it fails. Because when I saw all the computer generated zombies flinging themselves unnaturally around, I was like, I'm no longer tense. I don't feel fear. I feel fear when it's like when there's an actual creature coming on, or like in 28 Days Later when you saw that crowd of people running at you. That felt frightening. This just felt like, oh, all right. Okay.
Maybe JL identified with the relationship. Maybe JL identified with the relationship between him and his wife. Maybe that was it.
No way. I enjoyed it, and I found the tension more in the chaos of it than in the individual, because I felt like it was more of a societal fear in terms of like everything is crumbling because of these zombies, not just, I mean, there was an individual fear for like the main character's life, I guess, but also just a, you know, a massive discomfort with like everything breaking down and just chaos everywhere.
Well, I did enjoy the first about 10 minutes. Cause, that was cool to see, like when the police officer walks past them stealing and is like, the fuck you talking about? I need baby formula. I thought that was kind of cool. And then that was it.
You should do a new show, Rod. I would jump in for that, like flashback movie reviews, and just have JL come on and like give like a four star reviews for like the Fantastic Four.
It is interesting to hear JL find things about these movies that he likes that I hate. I could listen to this for like an hour of just him being like, well, let's be fair. They got Johnny Storm's hair right, okay? And Johnny Storm's hair was on point, and you can't take that away from it.
Rod wants to study JL like a white dude in the 50s in Africa.
Yes.
Look, the Africans, they're doing this.
I want to listen to more Righteous Freak movie reviews. Like, apparently,
I've been missing out on life.
Maybe I've been messing up, man. I've been listening, and I must be hitting the wrong ones, because... I need to get more of these infuriating reviews in my life, man. This is, I can't, but it's cool though, cause I appreciate having more than one point of view on the show. So other people, I'm sure, are going to write us and be like, JL was on point. Y'all are crazy. So, but it won't be many of them. All right, guys, we will, talk to you guys next time on Spoiler Movie Reviews on the Blackout Test Premium Network. Make sure you go check out JL, Righteous Prick, podcast. Make sure you go check out Elon, of course, Twib, everything you guys should know if you listen to us. We'll be back next time. Peace.
Get your act together. My life's a movie. I leave you in an act forever.
My life's like a movie. My life's like a movie. My life's like a movie.